Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. As many of you listeners know, I'm a member of the Humboldt Harmoniers, a barbershop chorus, and we put on shows annually. Two are informal beer and peanut shows where, for a nominal ticket price, we sing, and before the show starts and between sets, the chorus members serve liquid refreshments of beer and soft drinks to the crowd at tables that are supplied with popcorn and peanuts. And you can throw the peanut shells on the floor, although many folks, mostly ladies, can't bring themselves to do that. We do one of our beer and peanut shows at the River Lodge in Fortuna, an excellent venue with a marvelous kitchen area from which we distribute our wares. We put the other show on in the Eureka area, and that has become a problem. We did them at the Adorney Center, but complications made that venue not so good. We did the Eureka Inn last year, but the rental price was doubled, and that made it unacceptable as we would have to raise our ticket prices too much. There are very few venues in Eureka or Arcata that are practical for our purpose. Not enough room or insufficient parking, as many of our patrons are older and walking long distances is difficult. We used Arcata's community center for several years, and that's what we settled on for this year's Northern Area Beer and Peanut Show. It has a great kitchen area, and the workers there are very nice and helpful. Now we come to our spring show, which is what we call a parade show. A more formal setting, preferably an auditorium, where the patrons are seated auditorium style. The chorus stays on, or backstage, and we have a guest quartet, usually a medal-winning quartet. And besides our local chapter quartets, we like to highlight a high school vocal group. We used the Eureka High School auditorium for several years until it was deemed unsafe. It has been repaired, but we can't reserve a date until September, and that's too late. Then we went to the Arkley Center. The Arkley is a very nice venue. Carly and the staff are pleasurable to work with, and as many of you know, the Arkley is shut down for repairs. It is a newly rebuilt theater, and there is talk that the closure is more for other reasons. It looks like the Eureka Theater will be our venue this year. I personally am concerned with the parking situation, but we'll see how it works. At least it is rentable at a cost that will allow us to keep our ticket prices reasonable. We also give a $1,000 scholarship to a high school music student who is going on to college. In my last comment, I briefly mentioned food for people. It is a very important source for those on limited incomes to get fresh produce and all kinds of other food products. We have a Food for People Sunday once a month at our church, and as I said last time, they have an 800 Club where you can set up monthly donations. Single donations are welcome, too. Call 445-3166 for more information. That's 445-3166. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.